independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
I hold in my hand something very significant. It is a joke. A joke that we have confirmed has been heard by Donald Trump. We believe this is the first time any joke connected with Donald Trump has been released. This is an old joke from before he was president. We've obtained this joke legally. The First Amendment right to tell this joke.
I absolutely love that. That was Colbert just destroying Rachel Maddow. Okay, so Phil, how do you say her name? Because I had somebody today on Twitter basically tell me, you know, I say Rachel Maddow. Is it Maddow?
I say it Maddow.
Is it Maddow? Yeah, I would too. Is it wash and warsh kind of thing? Is that where we're at now?
I mean, I could, piss everybody off and just say mad cow.
Oh, drop the cow of madness right there. That was Colbert last night. If you didn't see it, I tell you, I don't think Colbert is really funny. But what he did last night was the funniest I've seen him in a long time. And what he did that was so amazing, it wasn't just the way that he presented it and talked about, you know, the delay and when he was going to release the joke about Trump to Trump that he's heard before. It was the mannerisms. Both Anthony and Phil sent me this morning, and neither of them have talked. And they said to me, it's the mannerisms that rocked. But it was hilarious the way that he did it and the way that she did it, because she dragged it on for much longer than it had to be.
The joke in question. Why did the chicken... But first, a word on chickens. Chickens are flightless birds domesticated 3,000 years ago. They produce both meat and eggs, as well as companionship. They are eaten by people. People like Russian oligarch Dmitry Ribolovlev. Riboflavin.
God, he kind of looked like her. It was great. But it just shows you the insanity of 24-hour news cycles. And I wonder, could we, like, for me, the thing I love about talk radio is I think there is a real oneness that you don't get in television. I've done TV. There isn't that one-on-one reciprocal kind of relationship that you have where it's give and take. You know, you don't call into the TV station. You don't do those kind of things. With radio, there is. And radio is, you know, I don't have 12 writers. I have Anthony, and I have Phil, and I have me. And we go about, and we do our stuff, and we pull all this stuff out. And, you know, it's a dog and pony show. And it's, you know, it's done with mirrors and paste and stuff. But it's just real. And it was just the other night, it was so... You've got so much you can do, and that was just so awful. The best way to describe that. You could tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Somebody tweeted at us, at Texas Chico 88, at Chad Benson Show. I think yoga pants look hot on the right body type. Yoga pants can make a lot of people probably look a lot better than they are.
And they make me look a lot worse.
I look horrible in yoga pants. You know what? When I went to the gym the other day and we were getting things sorted out with our the membership thing, I go there all the time, and I asked the guy, I said, hey, let me ask you a question. I said, what's up with all of these guys who wear these tight pants, they look like leggings or yoga pants? And he says, oh, those are the compression pants that everybody wears now. And he said, now you're starting to see guys wear shorts over them because they're getting questioned, like, you know, why are you wearing those? But it's supposedly supposed to stabilize you and help you more. Oh, my God. What is wrong with people? We've got a cool poll up about entitlements. What entitlement program would you make cuts or revamp if you could? Medicaid, Medicare, 5%. Social Security, nobody's touching that. Welfare, 90%. Unemployment, 5%. You can take that at Chad Benson Show, Chadbenson. They're rolling out the first Trump budget. It's going to have a lot of cuts, but none of it deals with the real issues inside of the budget, which is yeah, you're going after certain things, right? You're coming after some certain stuff. You're going to eliminate some programs that don't work, which I think all of us, if we're honest with ourselves, we agree. There's no reason to keep a program that doesn't work. One of the ones they're getting rid of is a program for the elderly or for people who are in their, you know, I don't want to say elderly. What's elderly? What would you consider elderly? 70, 80? 75 and up. So it's not even for the elderly. It's for people who are senior citizens who are trying to get back off of, like, any kind of assistance and back out in the workforce. And it's a training program, which they say nobody really signs up for, and more than half don't complete, and very few of them ever go on to actually get off this. So why keep a dying program? I agree 110%. But it never addresses the issues inside of this, which is we've got a mounting debt problem, and I don't see us moving into a situation where we are going to actually start to take on this debt problem and defeat it.
We're not spending money on that anymore. We consider that to be a waste of your money to go out and do that.
That's Mulvaney there. We're not spending money on what? Lots of crap, he said. EPA, they're getting rid of 3,200 jobs, right? They're going to drop it down tremendously. You're getting rid of we're getting rid of endowment of the arts, endowment of humanities. With PBS and NPR aren't going to get any funding anymore. They're getting rid of a lot of stuff, but it doesn't make a dent, and it doesn't take on the things that need to be taught. We need to revamp in the system because our kids are going to be SOL if we don't. We need to do it. And I'm going to say this, and this is something that's going to be unpopular. Not only do we need to tighten our belts in certain areas, right, which we do, we're going to have to loosen our purse strings, all of us, across the board, and we're probably going to have to play. If we're not going to really start chopping a lot of these things to get this debt down, we're going to start having to pay higher taxes. I know it's not popular, but it's honest. $20 trillion is a lot of dollars to be in debt. We have entitlements. We have things we cannot touch. They're no-goes. And politically, they're no-goes. But we can revamp them if we're smart. We can make them streamline. We can make them better. And we have to get this debt, we have to get this under control. One of the things that we can't touch is the interest we have to pay on the debt that we have. That's a big interest. Eventually, somebody may come over here to Uncle Sam and break his knees if we don't start paying back better. He's getting those phone calls right now. Is Uncle Sam there? Oh, that pause, right, when you get that phone call? Ring, ring. You're like, hello? Hello? Because you don't recognize the number. And they're like, is Uncle Sam there? This is Uncle Sam. Uncle Sam, I have to tell you that this call is monitored. You owe us money. How do you plan to take care of that today? I don't get paid till Friday. If you could call me back then. That's the way it's going to be. So we have to look at some of these entitlement programs and how we can revamp them. We can streamline them. And that includes things like Social Security, of money to the 30s and 40s, any of that money. Medicaid, Medicare, there's lots of waste there that we can start chopping some stuff out of that and trying to figure out how we combat the waste. I think with our military budget, that we spend a lot of money on defense, we can revamp it. We may spend a little bit more up front to save more down the line. I think that's a smart thing to do by streamlining our military and doing smart things with it. Unemployment, welfare, things that people are looking at. Lots of things. And I think we could do it without having to say, hey, guess what? We got to put, you know, everybody's got to pay an extra 10, 20% in taxes. I don't think we have to do that. But we have to start using the money that we bring in, which every time I look, it's always some sort of record revenue. And let's chop it down. I mean, if we have to, let's call Dave Ramsey, right? He's better than he's ever been. We'll be living on rice and beans for a few years, but then eventually Uncle Sam could call Dave Ramsey, right? And he could give that shout, you know? Could you imagine that phone call to Dave Ramsey, like right now? Okay, well, what's your budget? Well, you know, I don't know. We do about record revenues, like $1.4 trillion, kabillion. We did like $4.9 trillion last year. Oh, okay. And what's your debt? Well, you got $20 trillion. Well, you got $20 trillion in debt. Well, how do we get out of that? Well, first thing I'm going to tell you to do is you need to set up a... Yeah, no more Starbucks. You're going to have to return all your cars. Maybe that's what we do. We call Dave Ramsey in, and we get Dave to sort this thing out. I'm just saying, there's got to be a better way. We got to be smarter than what we're doing right now. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chatbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Text line, getting a lot of people texting in about the animals. A lot of people. A giraffe. That's also one. I've got three or four giraffes today. Great white shark was the one we got earlier, which I thought would be kind of cool. If you could have a great white shark that was maybe like 12, 14 inches long in your little tank at home, and you knew it was a great white shark, it looked like Jaws. How cool would that be? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Should we revamp Social Security? Should we revamp Medicaid? Should we revamp all of these things? Is there a way that we can do this debt-wise? And are you ready to cut back a little bit, if need be, over the... I'm not saying this year, next year, but I'm saying over the next several years so we can get this debt down. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
Ah, perfect place for takeout. That's funny. Chad Benson Show, thanks so much for making us proud of your day. I'm doing this, man. I'm going to the Titanic. You guys can't stop me. You can try all you want. I've decided I'm going to spend the $108,000. I'll let you guys know that. Just want to let you all know that that's what I'm going to be doing sooner rather than later. 108, 106 grand. It's no big deal. I got that. That's pocket change. Oh, my God. There's no way I could afford that right now. No way. No way I could totally afford that. You could think you could afford it, but you can't. Not right now. Would you take out a second? I guess you could take out a second. That is one of those great, you know, like some of those places you'd want to go. Isn't it weird, though, that the way that we treat the Titanic compared to the way that we treat other disasters? Like, I don't go to Lockerbie, Scotland to look where the plane crashed that was brought down out of the sky. You don't do that, right? Like, that is kind of odd that we go, hey, let's go to a place where people were entombed after a horrific tragedy, and it's mostly because we made a movie about it, and there's some romanticism. Am I wrong, Phil? Is that weird, though, that we would do that?
That is very, very weird.
Yeah, I don't think people think of it that way. I don't. I don't think people think of like that kind of like it was a disaster. A bunch of people died. And we treat it as a and I think it has all to do with the movie. There's a different perception because of that movie. Based on that movie.
People go visit Auschwitz.
Yeah, I've been to Auschwitz. I've been there. I've been to Treblinka and some of those other places out there. Yeah, I mean, yes, you do. But there's a historical factor, I think, so much so where with there's no romanticizing, you know? I don't know. I mean, you're right. People do. I mean, people go visit, you know, the Twin Towers, right? But there's just some things we don't. Like Lockerbie in Scotland is where the plane went down that Gaddafi brought down. And, like, nobody shows up at Lockerbie to go, oh, let's go to Lockerbie, Scotland. And you know, that's, I don't know why that is. That's just, it is weird, though, that we go there. And, like, we don't do that for any other shipwreck. And trust me, there were bigger shipwrecks than the Titanic. But there was a romanticism because it was supposed to be unsinkable. And then, you know, it sank. It's kind of the way that went. Quickly, too. That thing went down bad. It was quick. That was quick. It was weird. It was just weird to think about it. Let's take a look at my bracket. Producer Phil, I think you're safe with Villanova as the tournament started today in earnest. Villanova is, they're up by 7, so we're safe. UNC Wilmington blew up my early bracket, especially in the East. The Midwest, they haven't even started playing yet, right? Oh, they're at halftime of one of the games. Purdue and Vermont. Come on, Purdue. Go Boilermakers. I say, go Boilermakers. Like, really? Really? Go Boilermakers. Gonzaga's through. They won easily. Northwestern screwed up Vanderbilt. I've got a couple other ones. I'm not doing well. Let me tell you what place I'm in. I'm in 7 million place, is what they say. That is so sad. I do not think I'm going to win. Now, you're watching in Earnestville because you are a fan of Maryland.
I am a fan of Maryland because they're playing in the tournament.
Yes. That's just it is. This is the weirdest thing about like a basketball. This is a college basketball tournament. Nobody, I haven't watched a college basketball game all year. I've seen some highlights, but I haven't. But that we've had it on all day here. There is something about this March Madness, this tournament, and it's filling out the bracket. And producer Phil said it earlier. He didn't care about it. Now that he's filled out the bracket, he is completely sold to it, and it has now changed his plans because he's got to watch basketball.
I'm canceling all plans with my friends for the weekend because I got to watch basketball.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to get two or three texts. Dude, did you see that play? I can't believe they won that game. And it's just so weird. And it's so weird to think about for the space of a, you know, two-week period or so, a 19-year-old kid who is going to be remembered, you know, in lore because he's going to hit some shot or he's going to take his team that nobody expected from some small college to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight, and there's going to be some sort of fairy tale. And that's what's great about it. That's what's great about it. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423, chat@chadbensonshow.com. Another person said, I do a draft. Another person said, how about a miniature Bill Clinton? Another person texts in and says, I could not see the country and Uncle Sam screaming, I'm debt-free on the Dave Ramsey program. You could text in what animal you'd like to have if you could shrink it. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. And by the way, Phil, those uniforms that Maryland is wearing are just butt ugly. They deserve to lose based on that.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie with you on that one.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thoughts and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The only conclusion you can draw when he walks away is he has no argument to be made. He has no justification for his objection to having a small nation be part of NATO that is under assault from the Russians. So I repeat again, the senator from Kentucky is now working for Vladimir Putin.
That's Todd McCain. I just played that because I thought it was funny. He's doubled down on it as well, talking about the fact that he believes that there's no need to expand NATO any more than it's already the money it's getting and everything else. And NATO plays a vital part. It's kept the world pretty much, I think, from world wars. It's kept it pretty calm. But he's really gone after Rand Paul. And I think there's a lot that's in this. It's not. I think there is a rivalry there in some way, shape, or form. And I don't know if that goes back to Rand Paul's dad or not. But there's definitely something there in John McCain. And this is what I found funny. This is how Rand Paul fires back at John McCain.
Well, you know, I think he makes a really, really strong case, you know, for term limits. I think maybe he's past his prime. I think maybe he's gotten a little bit unhinged.
You think? Man.
Well.
We got a cat fight. It's going to be good. It's going to be a cat fight. Number one religion in the world will soon be the Islamic religion. Islam. Muslims. Fastest growing religion right now in the world, not just in Muslim majority nations. 10% of all Europeans are projected to be members of the Muslim faith by 2050, according to new research done by the Pew Research Center. The study estimates that between 2010 to 2050, Muslims will increase across the world by 73%, followed by Christians at 35% during the same time period and Hindus at 34%. This means that Islam, currently the second largest religion, will surpass Christianity by the end of the century, according to new studies. One of the big reasons is they have more kids. That's a big reason. Almost by a full kid, if you will. The second one, and this is something else, is that they're a younger, there's more of them, they're younger by 7 years. And the West is really, we're stepping away from religion. Our faith in this country is we're moving away from it. The West is moving away from religion and Christianity and those kind of things. A spirituality, right? Are you spiritual? That's there, I think, for a lot of people. It's like, are you spiritual? I'm spiritual. But I'm not, by the way. I'm not very spiritual. I believe in God. I tell people that. But the spiritual, I was to me, and maybe somebody can answer, this for me. What exactly is spirituality compared to, like, religion? Like, I've never really got that. Like, I'm spiritual. What does that mean? Like, and you see, you're thinking it too. Like, how do you describe that? Because usually what that is that I think of that as some uppity 30-something yoga pant-wearing soccer mom. New agey kind of like, I'm spiritual. And I don't know. I mean, to me, I just find it to be bizarre. Like, I'm spiritual. That's what I am. I just want to say that I'm spiritual. Phil, I'm spiritual. But, like, does that mean you believe in God? Is it not God? I don't know. It's an odd situation right there. But this is what's going to happen. And people are going to take this and they're going to run with this. It's going to be, oh, my God. I'm going to tell you this right now. If you're listening to the show, God bless you. Thanks so much. You can text the program 323-538-2423. You don't have to worry about it because you won't be here. Because that's like 80 years. So you won't have to worry about it surpassing us here. You won't. Just, I'm putting it out there. Don't worry about it. Here's the thing. We tread softly on these kind of things. A lot of people out there, I don't know if they tread softly. They go at it from a different position than I do. But I wanted to talk about this because I found this hilarious. There's a restaurant in Oklahoma, right? And it's it seems like a greasy spoon kind of dive bar-y kind of place. And there is a sign up in this bar, and everybody's freaking out about it. And I thought the story was funny based on the fact that when you listen to the guy who owns the place, Bob is his name, he is everything that you would think would have put this sign up.
We have a lot of redneck guys that come in here. I'm truck drivers and everything. They're big husky guys. And I said, man alive, if their wife or their little girl walked in that bathroom and a man followed them in there, I wouldn't have a restaurant. I don't want to see nobody hurt.
So what's happening here is you've got a restaurant that has a sign up that says, we don't really recognize, you know, gender. You better go to the gender of which you were born, not the gender you identify with, or else kind of thing. Which it implies that if you don't, you're going to get your ass whooped. And you listen to the guy there. I don't think, and looking at him, he says, I don't want anybody to get hurt. But he said, we got a lot of rednecks. We do. We got lots of rednecks here. And if you go, you never know what's going to happen. You don't. We got a lot of rednecks.
That sign has an implied threat, and a threat that's very real to me.
You've got this sign implying a threat of potential violence against somebody for going to pee. That's not the Oklahoma standard. That's not what it means to be American. That's just wrong.
Well, first of all, Obama's not president. And secondly, no, you shouldn't throw. You shouldn't put that out there that's kind of threatening. I understand what people are saying, but it's a private business, right? It's a private business, And this is the thing that you're going to run into along these ways. Even if bills are passed that say, if you can go to this bathroom, if you identify with this or you identify with that, you can go to this bathroom. Even in those things, you're going to still have private businesses that say, I want my business to run this way. You go to the bathroom that you essentially, you were born as. That's what you are. You go there. If you change it later on and you've done the full Monty or the lack of full Monty or the reverse, would that be a reverse Monty? Right? If you, then there you go. But if you're still full Monty in it, but your name is now Mary, but you haven't gone the reverse Monty, you got to go in the guy's bathroom. But here's a question. How does a guy feel if he's in the bathroom? And even though you identify as a woman, you're still a man, and then you come dressed as a woman into the man's bathroom. Wouldn't it just be easier if we just had, just everybody has the unisex bathrooms where they only have one toilet in there so people can go in and out and there's no more need for, then there you go, problem solved for everybody. I have solved problems. Again, Phil, I'm a person that brings the problem to the forefront, but by the time we've worked this all out in our head, the solution has been fixed.
Absolutely, Chad. You can't just say, that's a man, baby.
You can't, baby. That's not a man. It could be a man. But that's something I don't think that anybody talks about when this whole bathroom, because I think I still find this thing to be completely ridiculous. But one of the things I find to be weird is, like, what if you walk in and you're dressed as a woman and you identify as a woman, but obviously you're a man. And so you go in that bathroom. You're going to catch people off guard. People are going to be startled. It's going to be an awkward situation. It's confusing. That's why we set up the bathrooms where they're only single toilets. Problem is solved. I have solved the problem. I flushed the problem away. I have a tendency to do that. I don't always find the solution to every problem, but I will say on this one, I think I have sorted it out. And just listen to this guy again, though. He's fantastic. Listen to the owner. His name's Bob.
We have a lot of redneck guys that come in here.
We got a lot of redneck guys come on in this place. You know what I mean? You guys understand what I'm saying? Got a lot of redneck guys. Did you see the tweet that that McDonald's is saying they were hacked about Trump?
I did not.
Which McDonald's isn't going to put that tweet out. I don't care what anybody, they were hacked. We all know that. It said, at real Donald Trump, you are actually a disgusting excuse of a president. We would love to have at Barack Obama back. Also, you have tiny hands. So, and then it was eventually taken down. That was not a real tweet from McDonald's. That was not. As much as somebody may feel that way, you're not doing that for the business. You know what? One thing that I found really interesting when I was out last week in Atlanta, I was talking to some of the big marketing people that are out and about, and they're talking about talk radio and stuff. And this is something I don't think most people know, that businesses now are buying or setting up two sets of blogs or advertising campaigns, one specifically geared for people who are on the left and one who is specifically geared for people on the right, because they don't want to lose out. And so they're literally separating themselves advertising-wise so they can talk a different language to each one of them and try to suck them in. Without having to talk, with speaking the language of politics that they want to hear. That's crazy. That's what we've gotten to now. It's like you have to have separate campaigns because we can't even agree on Coca-Cola or McDonald's or something. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-44-2423. Chad at Chad Benson Show. Text us 323-538-2423, which is great because it creates more jobs, right? So if you have to do two of them, at least it creates more jobs. And speaking of jobs, you have one. You do. You're like, man, I can't fill this. Why can't you fill it? I don't know. I put an ad out and I get horrible responses. People come in and they're like, ugh, you're not right for me. I need somebody that's going to be here. That's what you're thinking. That's what you're thinking. And that's what you're doing. You're putting an ad in one place that's not working. Stop what you're doing. Because I'm about to ruin that thought of putting an ad in one place and put something in your mind and All right? And not only in your mind, but in your actions, that is going to change everything as far as finding that perfect employee. ZipRecruiter.com. Boom! Knowledge. ZipRecruiter.com will help you find that perfect candidate no matter where they are, no matter what industry, nationwide. Doesn't matter what you're looking for. They will help you find that person. Here's the thing that's amazing about ZipRecruiter. Instead of putting an ad one place, how about a single click puts it in 200-plus places that includes Facebook and Twitter and things like that? It's amazing. They got an easy-to-use interface, so you can find that perfect candidate. You don't have to worry about crazy phone calls. You don't have to worry about lots of emails. You quickly rate the candidates, and then you hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter is being used by Fortune 100 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses like your own. This is the great thing. Because you're listening to the Chad Benson Show, you can go to ZipRecruiter.com/report and post your job for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/report. Go post your job for free today. ZipRecruiter.com/report. We'll wrap it up. Straight ahead, Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now. 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
What if I want to talk to you?
Nah.
Superhumans are going to be here by the year 2029, says Ray Kurzweil. Or Kurzweil. He's made 147 predictions since 1990. He predicts stuff. Maybe he's Captain Obvious. I don't know, because I've also predicted this. But he's the Nostradamus of today. 86% of the time he predicts something, he's right. Says by 2029, our brains will fuse with machines, an event known as singularity. He says machines will exemplify what we value in humans to be to a greater degree. Machines already are making us smarter and will move inside of our brains soon. I'm up for that. I totally am up for that. We always talk about, like, would you take a chip in your brain if you knew it was going to instantly make you smarter? How about this? We take shots, we take drugs. Would you take a chip, some sort of computerized chip in your body, if it was to help you lose weight and to keep, rather than all of these crazy surgeries, would you do that? Well, I don't know. That sounds a little bit different. Yeah, absolutely. Well, why not? I mean, if people say, well, no, I don't. This is the end of the days kind of thing. This is weird. But yeah, if your mom or dad are suffering from dementia or suffering from some of these diseases, and you had a chance to have them chipped, restore them to normalcy, of course you're going to do stuff like that. This, the opportunity, I am not going backwards. I am all about the future. And if the future is me taking a chip in my brain to become faster and stronger, did you think it wasn't going to happen? Has any of you seen the $6 million man? What was that about? I'm just curious. Smarter, faster. I'm up for it. They said by 2029, computers will have human-level intelligence. That leads to computers having human intelligence, or putting them inside our own brains, connecting them to a cloud and expanding who we are. So they'll have that human intelligence and the understanding of emotion and things like that, and then coupled that with the fact of all of the things they have. Imagine if your brain, this is something that's crazy. What if overnight you could be Google, brain-wise? Yeah. Like, that is something right there. If you could plug yourself in every day, and boom. We're going there. Why fight it? I'm not fighting it. I am embracing it. I am telling. Phil wants to go to the moon. Anthony's cool going to the bottom of the ocean, and I'm saying, put a computer in my brain. Let's rock this thing. I would totally, yeah. I would do it. Zero. And it's not a future scenario. I mean, we're talking, what, 10, 12 years? I bet you it's sooner than that we'll start to see this. I bet you. And you know what? Our big fear is what? That the computer world is going to take over everything. When I think the big fear is really a small fear. It may take away jobs, but I think overall computers that have added to our lives, the difference is going to be, it's going to, we're going to mesh with them, and it's going to make our lives that much better. We're going to be able to solve problems faster. We aren't going to have the if your capacity to learn was so great, how much further advanced would you be in everything? Think about the doctors and the medical and all of the implications towards that. Oh, God, it's going to be great. It's going to be great. I can't wait. I cannot wait. You could sign me up right now. You could put me. I will do it tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow. It's done on Friday. So we're not doing it tomorrow because I got donuts coming in. And, you know, they tell you not to eat after midnight. And I don't want to do that because I really want a donut. And especially if they're telling you it's going to be your last donut because you may not want donuts anymore. You won't even taste food. They may say, hey, you know what? You don't even worry about food. Don't eat any of that kind of stuff because you just take this little pill. Little WD-40, right? 844-DIG-CHAD. That's the number. You always need to know it and love it. Text us always, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. Love when you do text the program. We do, we do, we do. For Anthony, for Phil, the person who's really upset at his bracket. I am too, Phil. But at least my team beat your team. My name's Chad Benson. Tomorrow's Donut Friday. We will see you then. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.